from the Disciples with Microphones Podcast Network.
And from the Crystal's Vintage Network.
Psalm Tones 2 and 3 and some great news all around. Here on our 97th episode of Crystal's Vintage Anywhere.
Right now.
Crystal's Vintage Anywhere. Episode 97. And now, the man who first discovered the Snarkosaurus in bedrock, Ryan Michael Page.
Hello and welcome, Ego Sum Brianis Mika Elis Pagina. We are in the 24th week of Ordinary Time, or the 16th week after Pentecost.
I've got good news. I've got good news.
Hey, Seamus, did you just rip that off of someone I think you ripped that off from?
Yep.
Well, not the intro I had in mind, pal. We did have a visiting priest once, very popular. I won't mention his name, though. Actually did that in his homily once. I wanted to choke him.
I've got good news. I've got good news.
But anyways, yeah, I do have some good news on a couple of fronts. First of all, right here on the home front, my wife Ann finally came home from the hospital this past Sunday. Again, I thank you very much for all your prayers and well wishes. And we have some great news in Missouri as well. Two of the finest bishops in that state, and amongst the finest bishops in the country, are seeing to it that Pope Benedict XVI's motu proprio summorum pontificum is being well put into effect. First of all, let's go to Kansas City. Bishop Robert Finn, bishop of the Kansas City St. Joseph Diocese in Missouri, celebrated the extraordinary form of the Mass in the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in KC just this past Saturday. He also had some help from a couple of priests from the Institute of Christ the King Sovereign Priest. This is an order that promotes the traditional Latin Mass and is also very much highly supported by Archbishop Raymond Burke of St. Louis, out on the opposite end of the state. And speaking of Archbishop Burke, the good Archbishop announced recently that the Kendrick Glennon Seminary will be celebrating the extraordinary form of the Mass every other Friday. And on the alternating Fridays, the ordinary form will be celebrated in Latin. So it'll be like 1 week Latin extraordinary, and then the following week Latin ordinary. So there are a lot of good things going on with these two great prelates, Archbishop Burke and Bishop Finn. Last week, we started a new series on the Gregorian psalm tones. We broke down the psalm tone into its components, the intonation, the tenor, flex, mediant, termination, or final cadence. And then we sang a gradual to psalm tone 1 using all 10 of its endings. Today, we're going to explore psalm tone 2 and psalm tone 3. And trust me, neither one of these have 10 endings. But first, let's give a big hello to those beloved Jungle Screechers! Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and once again a big thank you to them Jungle Screechers. Well, let's check out today's calendar for the 24th week of Ordinary Time, and also the 16th week after Pentecost, given our feasts in both the extraordinary and ordinary forms. Let's start with Monday, the 17th, in the extraordinary form of commemoration of the imprinting of the Holy Stigmata of St. Francis. Now, it doesn't say St. Francis Xavier or St. Francis of Assisi. I'm not sure what this Holy Stigmata is. I'm guessing it's Assisi. Anybody with some info on that? Check that out for me. Better still, why don't I just go to New Advent? I should do that, eh? Anyways, in the ordinary form for that day, optional memorial, St. Robert Bellarmine. Tuesday, the 18th. In the extraordinary form, third class, St. Joseph of Cupertino. And in the ordinary form, Feria. Matter of fact, it's the only Feria this week. Pretty busy week. Wednesday the 19th, extraordinary form, third class, and in the ordinary form, an optional memorial, St. Januarius and his companions. Thursday the 20th, in the extraordinary form, a commemoration, St. Eustace and his companions, and in the ordinary form, Saints Andrew Kim Taegon and Paul Chong and their companions. Friday the 21st, in the extraordinary form, second class, and in the ordinary form, a feast, St. Matthew, apostle and evangelist. Saturday the 22nd, in the extraordinary form, third class, St. Thomas of Villanova, along with a commemoration, St. Maurice and his companions. And in the ordinary form, of course, the option of the Blessed Virgin Mary on Saturday. And Sunday the 23rd, in the extraordinary form, 17th Sunday after Pentecost, and in the ordinary form, 25th Sunday of ordinary time. Now, don't make the same mistake I just did. Get thee to newadvent.org, www.newadvent.org, for great stories on these and other great saints.
Christos Vincit semi-live.
Riding high with the Bitmap.
Well, howdy. This here's the Bitmap, riding the trails through the woods of Seekonk, Massachusetts. It's a bit dangerous out here these days. I's already spotted a coyote out here just the other day. Well, anyways, let's look at this week's music just passed. 24th Sunday of Ordinary Time. What is that? Ordinary Time. Is it really that ordinary? Anyways, for the opening hymn, Brian opened up full organ with Lift High the Cross, the Gloria from Missa De Angelis. The song for the day, I Will Rise and Go to My Father, with Psalm 51, and we did away with the normal psalm tones this time and went with a setting by Jeff Ostrovsky, and this is from a new project called the Chabanel Psalm Project, and it covers the entire lectionary, the 3-year cycle. The Alleluia for the day, the setting by Gregory Murray, and the verse sung to Psalm Tone 8G. Offertory was Amazing Grace. The Sanctus Memorial Acclamation, Amen and Agnus Dei. We finally got the full set going from Community Mass by Richard Prue. We'll be doing that setting pretty much throughout the fall, except for the last Sunday of the month. We'll be doing the Latin. Lord's Prayer, the chant setting in English. And now, here's the communion for the day.
Oh,
Blessing Cup, Psalm 116 setting, written by the big snark himself. And finally, here's a recessional hymn, something a little more popular. Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. That lovely poem by Henry Van Dyke, set to that adaptation from Beethoven's Ninth. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm John.
And I'm Amber, and our podcast is...
Monster Cookies!
And now for a miscellaneous outburst.
I am a Roman Catholic woman priest.
Welcome to the iPadre Catholic Podcast. Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. The iPadre Catholic Podcast. www.ipadre.net.
Last week, we introduced the psalm tone. That Gregorian tone that makes psalm singing so much easier. Now, as you recall, the psalm tone consists of the intonation, the tenor, the flex, the median, and the final cadence, a.k.a. the termination. The intonation is that small set of pickup notes sung over the first couple of syllables. The tenor is that steady note that's sung over a varied number of syllables. The flex is used in three-line verses, and it's a note that ends that first of those three lines. The median is the passage that ends the second of those three lines, or the first line of a two-line verse. And the final cadence, of course, is the passage that ends the final line, thus the name Final Cadence. Now, last week, we did Solve Tone 1 with its 10 different final cadences or terminations. Knowing what we know here, let's look at Solve Tone 2. I'm going to demonstrate this tone with the entrance antiphon in English this time, appointed by the Roman Missal for this Sunday just past.
Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you, and your prophets will proclaim you as you deserve. Hear the prayers of your servant and of your people, Israel.
And now here's that same psalm tone with a slightly alternate mediant, okay? What happens here is instead of singing the suspended second and then going back to the tonic note, some passages actually allow you to sing that suspended second and just leave it hanging, like this.
Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you, and your prophets will proclaim you as you deserve.
See, it just hangs there.
Hear the prayers of your servant and of your people, Israel.
And you notice something on that psalm tone, too, the beginning of that psalm tone? When you first sing it, you actually think you're singing psalm tone 8 until you hear that minor ending. Now, let's look at one more psalm tone here, psalm tone 3. Now, psalm tone 3 is a little bit different here. When you first hear this tone up to the mediant, you'll find that it sounds like tone 8, but fancied up a little bit. You know, a couple of little shrills around it. But it definitely is different. Psalm tone 3. Now, this one is 5 different endings. So you have psalm tone 3B, 3A, 3A2, 3G, and 3G2. Now, just a reminder that these little endings, the letters, are basically determined by the note that they end on. And this is the note, by the way, on the Gregorian staff, not the note that I'm singing, but this is the note as they would normally appear on a chant notation. Now, here's that same entrance antiphon sung to Psalm Tone 3 using each of the 5 endings.
Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you, and your prophets will proclaim you as you deserve. Hear the prayers of your servant and your people, Israel.
That was 3B, and now 3A.
Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you, and your prophets will proclaim you as you deserve. Hear the prayers of your servant and of your people, Israel.
And now that was 3A. And now A2. And it's going to be a little bit of a different approach. This one's going to come down and then back up to the A.
Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you, and your prophets will proclaim you as you deserve. Hear the prayers of your servant and of your people, Israel.
And that was A2. And now 3G basically is just like the last one there, the A2, except it doesn't go up to the A. It just stays at the G just below it. It just hangs there.
Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you, and your prophets will proclaim you as you deserve. Hear the prayers of your servant and of your people, Israel.
And then finally 3G2, which is a simpler ending.
Give peace, O Lord, to those who wait for you, and your prophets will proclaim you as you deserve. Hear the prayers of your servant and of your people, Israel.
Next week, we'll cover Psalm Tones 4 and 5. And now for some Bach from Steven Kreinberg. Kreinberg doing the Fugue in C minor of Johann Sebastian Bach, BWV number 847. Something a little different here. You know what it actually is? It's something in C minor that actually doesn't sound like a dirge. Steven Kreinberg, courtesy of Podsafe, music.podshow.com. And also, check out his Music Professor podcast, musicprofessor.libsyn.com. We'll leave that link in the show notes for you anyways. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Ah, yes, the good, the bad, and the ugly is brought back by popular demand and brought to you by God's Own Movers and Taxi Service. Today we'll be doing the Psalm 91 edition of the good, the bad, and the ugly. And some of you are probably already guessing what I'm going to put for the bad. Okay. You're probably right. But anyways, let's take a look at this.
The good.
Qui habitat. A motet written by Josquin for 28 voices. I'm actually going to have a link to that sound file in today's show notes. Comes courtesy of the New Liturgical Movement blog.
The bad.
The overplayed and very highly overrated Eagle's Wings. Yep, you guessed it. You guessed it.
The ugly.
Eagle's Wings, coming from a speaker in a hospital elevator.
Christos Vincit.
Greetings. Father Judd McFry here. Brian asked me to inform you, our listeners, about our new communications kiosk. There are so many ways you can connect with Christos Vincit anywhere. Of course, there's the Vote at Podcast Alley, and you can leave feedback there as well. You can also review our show at iTunes, or you can leave a note on our message boards, or you can give us a dig. And you can send even an email to us. There are so many ways you can communicate with us. Just simply head on to our main page at christosvincit.com and you'll find the links to all of these and more on our sidebar. And please, don't forget our friends over at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal: to live the new evangelization. Bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner,
host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willett.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going For. This is your host, George Leek.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for Purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Also, that friendly reminder, don't forget us at the Blogger's Choice Awards if you haven't been there yet. Voting will be going on till November 10th. Christos Vinci, the blog, is running in the best religion blog category. And Christos Vincit Anywhere is running in the best podcast category. Got some really good news from North Carolina on the implementation of Summorum Pontificum. Bishop Michael Burbidge of the Diocese of Raleigh has embraced it with open arms. I'm inserting a link to the story in the show notes. That story comes from the blog by Father John Zulstorf called What Does the Prayer Really Say? By the way, just to give you an idea about Bishop Burbidge's great respect for his office, I actually read a story shortly after his installation where a priest of the Raleigh Diocese tried to use that same first name Bishop that Bishop Burbidge's predecessor had developed there, only to get a reply of, "Father, I would like to be addressed as Bishop." Kudos to Bishop Burbidge all around. I want to thank you for joining me today. Tune in again next week for some more psalm tones and another hair-raising episode of Christos Vincit Anywhere. Until then, I'm Brian Michael Page. Peace.
Unus, duo, tres, cuatro.
Anywhere.
Vincit Anywhere is a member of Disciples with Microphones, the B-Team, Ratzinger's Rottweilers, and oh yeah, the Crystals Vincit Network.
Made on a crappy PC.